Late last year, when La Crosse County Solid Waste Director Brian Tippetts, along with a local advisory panel, presented county supervisors with the idea of a solid waste disposal program where people could drop off items like old paint, it was met with a positive response. The problem was that the county didn't have the money to start up the project. So Tippetts and panel members talked to local municipalities to try to get approximately 75% of the people in La Crosse County to sign on. But not enough municipalities were sold on the idea. Some balked at the idea of paying for a site that everyone could use, even if some municipalities refused to help pay for it. Tippetts says the $600,000 to be paid for over 3 years will pay for most of the project's startup costs, which may make the program an easier sell when Tippetts and other volunteers approach La Crosse County's municipalities again.
This does make it more attractive. One of the questions out there before is, what if the municipalities came up with the operating funds? Where's the capital funding going to come from? And now that question has been substantially answered.
Although Xcel has settled with the state for its emissions violations at its French Island plant, the company is still negotiating with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Xcel is currently installing new equipment at its French Island site to comply with stricter EPA standards. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.